All the opinion polls suggest that the New South Wales Labor Party will suffer a severe thrashing at the state's election on March the 26th. If they're right, by the beginning of April, there'll be three Liberal premiers in Victoria, Western Australia and New South Wales. At the National Press Club today, the New South Wales opposition leader, Barry O'Farrell, got a chance to spell out what he thinks that'll mean. His message, less centralisation, more power to the individual states and territories. Mr O'Farrell says he'll fight to restore the integrity of COAG, which he says has been abused by Labor governments. Barbara Miller reports.
When the Council of Australian Governments meets on Monday in Canberra, there'll be just over a month to go before the New South Wales state election, an election which looks likely to see the Labor Premier, Christina Keneally, replaced by the opposition leader, Barry O'Farrell. When asked earlier this week if Mr O'Farrell should therefore be briefed on the COAG negotiations, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, was unimpressed.
Call me old-fashioned, but I think it's normal to extend to Australians the courtesy of voting before determining who their government's going to be. Premier Keneally will be attending COAG as you would expect.
Today though, Barry O'Farrell had a lot to say about COAG.
I won't tolerate the abuse of COAG as either a parking lot for tough decisions or a media stage for short-term political gimmicks.
In an address to the National Press Club, Mr O'Farrell said soon he could be the one handing out the invites to COAG meetings.
While COAG's meant to be a peak organisation, in reality a single stakeholder, the Commonwealth Government, controls its meeting schedule and its agenda. If elected, I'll put to the Prime Minister a proposal that the Commonwealth should either commit to regular meetings or provide a majority of states and territories with the opportunity to call meetings.
The New South Wales opposition leader says the state's current Premier, Christina Keneally, has allowed COAG to be weakened.
Her passivity has allowed, if not encouraged, an unconsidered slide towards coercive federalism.
And he says that approach hasn't worked.
The Commonwealth isn't the answer when you remember their mishandling of the BER, when you remember their mishandling of the Pink Bat Scheme, which have demonstrated that greater centralism doesn't necessarily translate to greater services for people.
In a bid to avoid voter complacency, Barry O'Farrell was keen to stress that a Liberal national victory in New South Wales is far from certain. But 45 days out from the poll, it looks like a very safe bet. And that would mean the federal government would have to contend with not one, not two, but three states potentially hostile to its reform agenda. Barry O'Farrell says he wouldn't feel bound by any existing agreements.
Whether in health, whether in education, whether in any agreement, I'm not going to feel that a Liberal National government is locked into any arrangement signed up to by Christina Keneally, which leaves New South Wales worse off, that doesn't provide the improvement in services that Christina Keneally has been so strong to trumpet since last April, but that patients, whether in city or country areas, are still struggling to see the benefits of.
But if Mr Farrell was talking tough on what he could achieve on a national stage, he was a little unsure of how much he'd get done at home. Asked what his biggest weakness as Premier would be, he appeared flummoxed.
It's not a question you get every day.
Eventually conceding.
The weakness will be so much to do, so little time, particularly given the infrastructure backlog we have.
An answer that appeared to give lie to Mr O'Farrell's statement that there are exciting times ahead. The New South Wales Premier, Christina Keneally, will address the National Press Club this Friday.
Barbara Miller.